Welcome, everyone. You are in the right place. My name is Mark Horn with Metaphysical Marketing Austin, and it is my distinct pleasure, absolute good fortune to be on the telephone line. And that's what you're hearing is a telephone recording. And I'm on the telephone line with Julia Chambers. Julia from the Seekers Roundtable. Many of you know Julia and will recognize the voice. Julia, welcome to the call. I am so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Awesome. And what we're going to do today, we've had questions come up around the events that are coming up. We have a live event that's coming up on April the 21st, the Begin By Knowing live event that we're going to be hosting in Round Rock, Texas, just north of Austin. And prior to that, we've got some other things coming up here, and we really want to communicate with you, the listener, with you, the reader, with the people who are part of the Facebook group that we have up, with those of you who are on our mailing list to follow along and get the information that that you want to have from this particular event, actually two events. And I really want to emphasize that with people. And Julia, please help me out with this. I know we're doing a six call, I call a tele-celebration series. And this is actually open to everyone. This is for the worldwide community. So we encourage you, please tell your friends, tell your colleagues, tell anyone that you feel would have an opportunity to receive some benefit from these instructional calls to join us. We'd love to have them there. And Julia, I know we've been getting some questions here and there. I have been getting some private questions from folks. I know that you have. And we really want people to understand that what is going on here is actually a continuation of the wonderful work, of the wonderful mission that the Seekers Roundtable is on, to bring us all into that understanding, that wait a minute, hey, you know what? There's someone here that helps. There's someone here that cares. There's someone here that I can ask a question of. And this series is really dedicated to your business. Because, Julia, I know you have a lot of folks who are part of the Seekers Roundtable, and a lot of those folks, in one way or another, are working toward creating an income stream or just creating the opportunity to get more of the word out about the work that they do. That's right, isn't it? You get a lot of people who are actually, you know, professionals, and some people who are just getting started, and some who haven't started yet who want to start.
Yes, well, and definitely, because a lot of people are looking for their paths, and they sense that they need to be somewhere else, or they want to do something else, or they're, you know, a lot of times too, people will be talking about, well, okay, I have this job, I don't really like it. What I'd love to do is to, you know, be this practitioner, you know, what, an energy healer, or I do this for people, whatever it is,
right,
whatever that creative thing is. And wondering how to even embark on that on their own, especially if it's something a little unusual, you know, something that maybe our modern society has a tendency to go, really? You know, why would you do that?
Right.
You know, why would you want to be an artist? Why would you want to be a musician? Why would you want to be a metaphysician? Whatever that calling is, and the more that we step into our calling and how good and harmonious that can be for us, but creating a safe place to ask those questions, support our community, and you know, and put people on a real track for success, and like, you know, here, this, and this. These are all things that are going to help you, you know, where they feel like they really have some actionable, doable solutions, you know, and be able to ask anything, you know, so they can,
yes,
start getting a sense of direction where they need to go. So, but, you know, with the ministry of the Seekers Roundtable, and what, you know, most anyone who is familiar with it, is a member of it, is a part of it, understands that it is a ministry. It is here to support community. It's here to bring us all together. We all have our individual talents and things to bring to the table, hence the name Roundtable.
Yes.
These are all important pieces of a whole, and the more that we support our community, the more that we all will thrive and do well, and the more that we have that opportunity that we all seek, that, you know, to make a difference in the world, make a difference in someone's life. And a lot of people want to do that but feel a little bit unsure what to do next, you know,
yes.
and just need a little bit of help with where to go. And some of the stuff with the Internet and social media and all these opportunities that are available in the modern day, they can be a little confusing, too. You know, they can feel a little bit out
really?
Of our
Really? They're
element.
Confusing? Oh, my gosh.
And so this is something, you know, just like in metaphysics, we seek to demystify a lot of it.
Yes.
You know, people have some odd ideas about what metaphysics might be. In the same regard, you know, that's what business can be to us at times, or you know, making use of new technology or whatever. It's something that it can very much be approachable. It's just a matter of, you know, talking about it a little bit, getting some answers to your questions, being able to put it in a language that makes sense. And that's something I'm so excited that you're going to be a part of this, because you're very good at that. And, you know, and this is going to be a wonderful way to have a process for people to be able to do that. And it's, instead of it being just a one-time shot, this is a series of events, and these calls are really awesome because they're going to be able to open people up, you know, build upon things. Because the more that people know, the more they're going to start understanding what maybe they should ask.
Exactly.
And sometimes when you first start out, you don't know what to ask. You know you need to know something, you just don't know what. And as we get through this process and let it evolve, it's going to become something fantastic. And I wouldn't be surprised if some really neat business relationships end up coming out of this and all, too. I'm excited about how it's going to support the community. That's going to be so good for us.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yes. And really, let's let everyone know, too, this conversation between you and I around this kind of project actually started over a year ago. And it has taken this amount of time for those seeds that we planted then to begin to germinate, and now they are moving up out of the ground. They are reaching toward that which nourishes them, that which brings them, that which nurtures them and helps them to grow. And really, I'm so glad you touched on what you did there, as far as, you know, we're looking at this from a longevity standpoint, in that this conversation is starting. This is not something that, hey, once this teleseries is over, it's done. No, likely not. Well, we also have the live event coming up on April 21st that some of you listening will be a part of. And, you know, and then after that, we are also going to continue the opportunities to continue the conversation. You know, we plan on having many conversations. Why? Because everything always starts with a conversation. And as Julia shared, many times people will come to these kinds of learning events and you know, they're not even sure what questions to ask. You know, when you take part in the 6 free telecelebration calls, you can start on those and not even have a clue what question you're going to ask. But I'm, you know, I feel it so positively deep down within me that just on that very first call, questions are going to start to show up for you. And those are the questions we want you to be able to ask. And like Julia said, in this very safe and nurturing environment, you know, many times we feel like we are by ourselves in many aspects of our lives. But, you know, kind of the paradox is that when we really observe and notice, we understand that, wait a minute, I'm not by myself here. There are other people going through these same things. Or you know what? There are other people who have already gone through these things, and they may help to reach and take you by the hand and help you up that next step, that little tiny baby step that it takes. And Julia, I don't know about you, but I have noticed in my lifetime that usually those little teeny tiny, almost imperceptible baby steps usually are the things that blossom into just these magnificent opportunities. Have you noticed that with some of the things that you do with work and family and such?
Well, there's all sorts of things. I mean, sometimes you don't realize how valuable something can be until you get a little bit further. And certainly, you know, we talk about, I mean, part of being a metaphysician, you know, and being claiming a more spiritual life, we talk about being open, you know, open to messages, open to opportunities. And that's no different for business, and it's no different for anything in life. And, you know, if we're living that, and you know, just like, okay, so we're talking about business because that is a vehicle to how we reach people, how we help people, and, of course, too, you know, a vehicle to how we feed ourselves. I mean, we are physical beings.
Yes.
But, you know, being open to those things and allowing for, you know, something to take place or a relationship to be opened up to, you know, even if it's not obvious right away, it can play out later on, you know, in some sort of an amazing sort of way. Most of the opportunities in life that have really taken off for me were ones I didn't quite go out and seek.
Right.
You know, they kind of dropped in my lap. And if I had kind of ignored them, which I guess, you know, a lot of people are kind of guilty of something gets thrown at them or whatever, but it's not what they expected, so they tend to ignore it or not really look at it. And if I had done that, well, there's a lot of people I would never have met. There's a lot of experiences I would never have had. You know, so I find that to be really valuable. And it's one of those processes, certainly not to be afraid of at all. I mean, everything about opportunity also involves a certain amount of getting a little bit uncomfortable, you know?
It
like,
does.
Oh, okay, that wasn't quite what I expected, but let's see, you know? And it's always good to be armed with some good knowledge, though, too, to have a good foundation, because not every opportunity should be said yes to, you know?
Exactly.
You know that,
that is so key. That is so key. There are, you know, there are so many voices out there, especially in the marketing world. Heck, in the business of life, there are so many voices out there. And it just becomes imperative to make sure that for you, that you are getting the opportunity to move forward in the best way for you. And that's ultimately your decision. That's ultimately your choice. And as Julia shared many times, Julia, I know for me, many times those little things that show up, and I kind of think of it when they show up, it's like, wow, that seems really significant right now. And then you kind of put it on the back burner, and then, you know, if some time passes, and you know what, that shows up again, only now it shows up a little differently. And it's like, I remember when that showed up before and I thought it was important, and it's showing up again. Maybe there's something more here. Maybe there's something, some other direction I should explore. And I know personally, I tend to learn the most when I come to those points where I run into, whether it be concepts, whether it be strategies, whether it's tactics, whatever it is, when I come to the point where I disagree with something, those are the moments when I am open to the most learning opportunities and of creating that balance. And that's really what we want. That's our full intention with this, is to help you to bring all of this into a balance, because, you know, we can get really focused on one particular area, especially in business or especially in our everyday lives. And many times we get focused on that one particular area. And you know what? All of the other parts that form the whole, that create the balance, you know, they kind of get out of whack a little bit. And, you know, so that's really what we're doing here and what we're presenting in that safe environment for you to ask those questions, is that ability to find the balance, that ability maybe to gather all of those moving parts and bring them into at least a clearer big picture. Now, can we guarantee that we're going to give you the opportunity to walk away from this completely focused and knowing exactly where you're going? No, we can't guarantee anything like that. Those are your choices, but we can guarantee that we're going to give you the opportunity to bring more of those moving parts. And you know what? Get rid of some of those moving parts that aren't serving you, that are, you know, possibly things that we carry along with us that just, They run automatically, and we don't even question them running. We're going to give you an opportunity to explore those areas and have someone who has been in the same place that you are, or is in the same place that you are, or will be in the same place that you are. So this is a reaching across, and we cannot emphasize enough how important it is for you to be a part of this six call telecelebration series. And the beautiful part of that is you know what, the timing may not be right for you to be with us live on the telephone when we're doing those calls. The beautiful thing is that you can simply share with us your name and your email address at metaphysicalmarketingaustin.com or metaphysicalmarketers.com. There's a little box up in the right-hand corner. Just put your email in there and your first name, and that will put you on our primary communication mechanism, which is that email list. And that way you can get access to the recordings. And we're also going to be giving other resources out on each of those calls. Just by being a part of our community in that way, you're going to have access to all of the information that we're putting out there, so that you can download the audios, you can download the special reports, you can take advantage of any paid offers that we might put before you. And yes, we are going to share with you things that you can take advantage of and purchase if you feel like you should. The other end of that is that Julie and I are very much committed to making sure that the decisions you make are a great fit for you within the context of this work that we're doing between the Seekers Roundtable and Metaphysical Marketing Austin. You know what? If something is not a fit, we want you to understand and tell you right up front, guess what? This is not really what you need right now. Possibly do some exploring over here. So this is about getting, as Julia shared, this is about getting you the possibilities and hopefully helping you sift and sort through some of the possibilities that you already have. And that's what this free telecelebration series is about. And that's really the key to what it is that we're working around. That's where the conversation is going on. If you are a person who enjoys using Facebook, we have a Facebook group set up where you can be a part of us with there. The other thing I want you to understand too, when you go to metaphysicalmarketing.com or metaphysicalmarketers.com and you join us in that primary mailing list right there, that is an email address that you can respond to. You can simply hit reply to any of those emails, and you know what? I'm going to get the message, and I'm going to make sure that Julia gets the message, and we can correspond with you back and forth in that respect. Plus, there's going to be contact ways that you can contact. I carry a 24/7 Austin-based telephone number. Julia has her business number. We're going to make those things available to you because really, Julia, you know what? For me, in many, many ways, much of the work that I do in the marketing world and in the dreaded S word, in the selling world, those kind of things, many of those things really come down to me as a communication. So we want to make sure that those communication channels are open, not only giving you the opportunity to communicate with us, but giving us the opportunity to communicate what we feel is the right and correct information to put before you at that time. Julia, based on what I just shared, what might you want to share?
Well, you know, one thing I was going to bring up, this is something that people have heard me say before, and kind of want to bring it up again. When it comes to the Seekers Roundtable and what it is, I tell people all the time, you know, we're not a church, we're not a club. There is no judgment here. This is very supportive. But what we are is we are in ministry. We are in the trenches. We are there to support this community. And, you know, and so where it comes to this workshop, this series of phone calls and everything that we're putting together and offering to the community, you know, I've had a couple of questions like, well, can I, you know, is it going to be bad if I miss one or anything like that? No. Whatever it is that you feel drawn to, if you, you know, we definitely would like to have you participate in the phone calls as much as possible because your discussion is going to help so much. And there are going to be, you know, we want to make it, you know, hey, speak up, ask your questions. You know, somebody else might not, you know to ask that question or may not feel like they can speak up themselves. And even, Even if you're not sure if you're adding value, let me tell you, you really are. And it will help bring up everything it is that we need to be working on as a community. And you know what, guys? I need you. I need your expertise because, you know what, okay, I'm a numerologist and I do hold the space for the Secrets Roundtable, but I am not infinite enough to contain all of the different types of expertise and gifts that you have to offer. And the world needs you. I need you. I need to know, you know, who these experts are in my life as well, because I tell you what, every day somebody comes across my path that I'm finding I'm needing to point them somewhere. And I need those places to point them to. And I feel like we all have a role to play in that regard where the community is concerned. So please, you know, you're feeling that pull, you're feeling that calling, you know, join us on this. Check it out. Get some information. Be a part of the process. Help grow this. And I thank you so much for adding your energy to this circle of possibilities. You know, and making it available to the community at large. So it's going to be there to serve others, you know, not just now, not just in this second, not just in this moment, but down the road, you know, that this is something that is going to really benefit the community on a long-term basis. I really see this as something that we're all part of. We're all part of engineering this. And, you know, please join us. And, you know, and again, I thank you for the gifts that you are, because the world needs you. You know, don't be hesitant. You know, if you have any issues over maybe I shouldn't be in business, maybe I don't have a head for it, please join us. Please, you know, be on those calls, be a part of this, because that's not quite true. And we want to be there to help support you in doing this, no matter what you're sure of or not sure of or whatever, because this can work. And, you know, even from a numerological standpoint, I've been trying to tell people we are entering an age now that is perfect for those who have the creative right mind, you know, right brain kind of way of doing things, you know, and metaphysics fall into that. You know, artists and musicians tend to fall on that, but, you know, it's a different way of looking at life, you know, and so sometimes business, quote-unquote, seems a little alien. Well, this is the right place, you know. Jump in here. Let's do this, because we're embarking on something that is going to be incredible.
Absolutely, and there is no wrong time. You are exactly in the right place at the right time. And actually, the calls will start a week from today. It is Thursday, March the 8th, 2012, as Julia and I are recording this. Our first telecelebration call is a week from today on Thursday, March 15th, and we will hold 6 consecutive calls. That is a call a week. And then we will end up with our live event on April the 21st in Round Rock with our Begin By Knowing. And this whole series is around Begin By Knowing. So we encourage you, be a part of those calls. And you know what? We don't even want you to purchase a ticket for the live event. And by the way, when you purchase a ticket, you also have you also get a free seat. So not only are you getting a seat for yourself, but you're actually getting two seats for the price of one, which gives you the opportunity to, you know what, you could scholarship that seat. You could give that seat to someone who you know may not have the resources to be there, but absolutely should be there at that live event. You may be also, you may have a friend or a colleague or a business partner that you can simply split the cost of the ticket with. And you know what? You both end up paying, I don't know, Julia, what's half of 97? Like 47, 48 bucks or something like that? You know, right through there, you could split it. But there's no reason not to be at that live event if you feel that that's where you're supposed to be. The thing is, we don't want you to buy a ticket for that live event until you experience some of our free telecelebration series.
Yes.
Because that's really the juice of this entire program, like we said earlier. That's where you're going to pick up on, you know, Julia talked about, you know, some of those things that maybe you're not so good at, some of those little systems. You know what? There are point-and-click simple ways to put systems into your business that once they're in place, you You don't have to do anything but maintain them and pay attention to them. There are ways to gather audience. There are, you know, social media is so huge, and that's something I want to let everyone know. The calls are normally scheduled at 8 p.m. on Thursdays, with the exception of our third call, which will actually be held on Tuesday, because the Seekers Roundtable event is also that week on Thursday, and that particular event is going to be held at the Unity Church of the Hills here in Austin. And, you know, the third call that we're going to do is around social, because social media is so huge, and many times people don't know what directions to go or what to do. I can give you some very simple criteria to find out what it is that you want to do. And each of these calls is going to bring you content and training and actionable items that you can go away from the call with and immediately put into practice in your business. We'll then pick up our fourth call in the series, will be the following Thursday. And then the fifth call, or again the following Thursday, and then the sixth call the following Thursday, and that will be right before our live event on April 21st, where we will tie all of the things together that we've been working and playing with and having fun in the call series. And we're actually going to give you the opportunity at that live event. We're going to help you create two simple, wonderful, beautiful, artistic documents that are going to be able to answer just about any question you have about your business. Just beautiful, beautiful, wonderful pieces of work that I've been privileged to learn from some of the best marketing and intuitive minds on the planet. So that's really what we're about. You know, come and join us on the free telecelebration series. Tell your friends about it. Get involved. Get in the conversation. Julia, before we close out, is there something else that you would like to add before we close?
I think one thing that might be important to note, too, is that this series is for everyone. It doesn't matter what your level of business is or isn't. You know, it's kind of like how our Seekers Roundtable community has always been. We have everything from brand-new beginners to highly seasoned, you know, professionals who are all a part of this community and all attend on a regular basis. And we love that because we all have so much to offer. And there's going to be something for everybody here, you know. And again, like you pointed out, you know, touch base with us, get involved with calls, because, okay, you know your senses of energy and what you feel connected to, and that's going to help tell you whether or not the hands-on workshop is for you or not. But definitely, you know, get involved with it, be a part of that process, you know, for yourself and for everyone. You know, and as far as, you know, again, we are here for any questions. You know how to contact me. You know, I always take your calls, and Mark's got his phone number as well. Contact him. We're committed to, you know, seeing this really be a successful, thriving help to everyone. So, you know, I just appreciate, again, everyone's support so far with this, because you know what? This is happening because you asked. You know, you guys, when it comes to whatever it is that I try to, you know, put together, it's because I listen. And whatever you talk to me about, whatever it is that the group is speaking their needs and desires for, you know, then I go out and see what I can find. And so this is here for you. It's all because of you, and I love you for it.
Thank you, Julia. On behalf of Julia Chambers and the Seekers Roundtable, this is Mark Horn with Metaphysical Marketing Austin. We will hear you on those calls. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.